This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The Motion Picture Association will work with Congress to start blocking piracy sites in the U.S. Formula E killed its latest junior series just days before the first scheduled race. And the owner of WordPress bought Beeper, you know, that app that flipped the bird to Apple's iMessage supremacy. It's Wednesday, April 10th, and this is Engadget News. At CinemaCon this year, the Motion Picture Association chairman and CEO Charles Rivkin has revealed a plan that would make selling the digital C's under the Jolly Roger banner just a bit harder. Rivkin said the association is going to work with Congress to establish and enforce a site-blocking legislation in the United States. He added that almost 60 countries use site-blocking as a tool against piracy, including leading democracies and many of America's closest allies. He said the only reason why the U.S. is not one of them is the lack of political will paired with outdated understandings of what site blocking actually is, how it functions, and who it affects. With the rule in place, film and television, music and book publishers, sports leagues and broadcasters can ask the court to order ISPs to block websites that share stolen content. Rivkin, arguing in favor of site blocking, explained that the practice doesn't impact legitimate businesses. He said legislation around the practice would require detailed evidence to prove that a certain entity is engaged in illegal activities and that alleged perpetrators can appear in court to defend themselves. Rivkin cited F-Movies, an illegal film streamer, as an example of how site blocking in the U.S. would minimize traffic to piracy websites. Apparently, F-Movies get 160 million visits per month, a third of which comes from the U.S. If the rule also exists in the country, then the website's traffic would, theoretically, drop pretty drastically. The MPA's chairman also talked about previous efforts to enforce site blocking in the U.S., which critics previously said would break the internet and could potentially stifle free speech, while he insisted that other countries' experiences since then had proven those predictions wrong, he promised that the organization takes those concerns seriously. Just 4 days before the first race of its latest all-electric junior racing series was set to take place, Formula E said the Next Gen Cup will not be part of the World Championship calendar this season. A Formula E spokesperson said the cancellation is due to unexpected constraints faced by the support series. The Next Gen Cup was scheduled to be part of the 4 European events in Formula E's Season 10, including this weekend's Misano E-Prix doubleheader. However, according to The Race, there were last-minute hitches in a deal between Formula E and the support series organizer, Frederick Lestrup, and the Lestrup Racing Team. As a result, the electric Mini Cooper SE-based Next Gen Cup, which debuted at a few events last year, is off the calendar. Formula E previously ran the Jaguar I-Pace E-Trophy Support Series between 2018 and 2020, but that didn't prove successful. There's concern for the drivers, engineers, and other team members who were set to take part in the Next Gen Cup. Races were planned to include male and female drivers, many of whom were under 17. The circuit would have given them valuable experience. However, a spokesperson said that Formula E remains committed to nurturing the next generation of talent through FIA Girls on Track and other impactful initiatives for young people.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
WordPress and Tumblr owner Automattic has bought Beeper, the maker of the Beeper mini app that challenged Apple's iMessage Dominion late last year, although it ultimately lost that battle after all about 3 days. The incident gave the DOJ more ammunition in its antitrust suit against the iPhone maker. Bloomberg reported on Tuesday that Automattic paid $125 million, a surprisingly hefty price for the startup. Automattic already has an app called Texts that taps into the APIs of various chat services for a universal messaging experience. Beeper has essentially the same mission and branding, and the two competitors will now merge their teams under Beeper CEO Eric Mijakovsky, who will join Automattic. You may also remember Mijakovsky as the creator of the Pebble smartwatch, the charmingly simple pre-Apple Watch device that helped kickstart mainstream interest in wearable tech in the early 2010s. On Tuesday, he told the New York Times that Beeper and Texts will launch a combined service later this year. The two teams will reportedly begin work in 2 weeks during a meeting in Portugal. Automattic's buying price is a bit of a head-scratcher, considering Beeper Mini's claim to fame, iMessage integration on Android, was squashed after only a few days in the spotlight. Beeper framed the brief showdown as a fight for open, secure messaging standards. It also helped the startup make more of a name for itself. Apple saw it as a threat to one of its walled garden's main attractions, the iPhone-to-iPhone chat's blue bubbles with features like reactions and higher-resolution image and video sharing. Automattic's interim chief executive, Tony Schneider, told the New York Times that he sees the regulatory trade winds blowing in a more open direction that will favor cross-platform universal messaging apps like Beeper. Still, tapping into other services' APIs is something the right coders could easily duplicate, including the text team Automattic already owned. Perhaps the real main attraction was the brand Beeper built for itself in taking on Apple. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by contributors Mariella Moon, Chris Holt, and Will Shanklin, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.